Welcome to Classical IPR in Concert. I'm your host, Kate Botello. This week, we'll hear music performed by Interlaken students in Spotlight No. 3. This was music recorded in the fall semester of 2020. We'll hear a big variety of music, everything from brass to chamber to opera, all performed by our students and centered kind of around the idea of youth. We'll start out with music of Paul Dukas. This is a brass ensemble performing the fanfare to La Peri, which are winged spirits, or basically, fairies. This is conducted by Dr. Leslie Dunner. Our Interlaken Brass Ensemble performed the fanfare from La Peri by Paul Dukas. Since all this work is kind of centered around youth and we have young people performing it, let's listen to one of our young performers introducing our next piece.
Hello, my name is Iris Danik, and today our string orchestra will be performing Mozart's Divertimento 3 in F major. This piece was originally written for a string quartet, yet here we are performing it as an orchestra. Combining the artistry and ideas of so many different young musicians in a composition originally meant for only four voices was very difficult. But to me, this joyful music with its intricate passage work that resembles youthful teasing lent itself well to the challenge. Mozart was about our age when he wrote this piece, so it feels magical to be able to recreate something so relatable with my peers 248 years later. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Mozart's F major divertimento for string orchestra. That was led by Ara Sarkissian. Next, in spotlight number 3 on Classical IPR in Concert, we'll dip our toe into the opera world with an aria from Rossini and the Barber of Seville. This is Una Voce Poco Fa, sung by soprano Katharina Carrington. Her instructor is Jeff Norris.
Dove il mio debole sarò una vipera sana.
Katharina Carrington sang Una Voce Poco Fa by Gioachino Rossini from the Barber of Seville. I'm Kate Botello. Thank you for joining us for Classical IPR in Concert. If the narrator in this next piece sounds familiar, well, guilty as charged. It's me. We're going to hear next Carnival of the Animals, some selections from that chosen by Dr. Leslie Dunner. This is performed by an Interlochen Arts Academy Chamber Ensemble. The music is by Camille Saint-Saëns, the poetry by Ogden Nash. Camille Saint-Saëns was racked with pains when people addressed him as Saint Saëns. He held the human race to blame because it could not pronounce his name. So he turned with metronome and fife to glorify other kinds of life. Be quiet, please, for here begins his salute to feather, fur, and fins. The lion is the king of beasts and husband of the lioness. Gazelles and things on which he feasts address him as Your Highness. There are those that admire that roar of his in the African jungles and velds, but I think wherever the lion is, I'd rather be somewhere else. Are useful friends equipped with handles at both ends. They have a wrinkled, moth-proof hide. Their teeth are upside down, outside. If you think the elephant preposterous, you've probably never seen a rhinoceros. Some fish are minnows, some are whales. People like dimples, fish like scales. Some fish are slim and some are round. They don't get cold, they don't get drowned. But every fishwife fears for her fish. What we call mermaids, they call merfish. Thank you.
In the world of mules, there are no rules. Puccini was Latin, and Wagner Teutonic, and birds are incurably philharmonic. Suburban yards and rural vistas are filled with avian Andrews sisters. The skylark sings a roundelay, the crow sings the road to Mandalay, the nightingale sings a lullaby, and the seagull sings a gullaby. That's what shepherds listened to in Arcadia before somebody invented the radio. At midnight, in the museum hall, the fossils gathered for a ball. There were no drums or saxophones, but just the clatter of their bones. A rolling, rattling, carefree circus of mammoth polkas and mazurkas. Pterodactyls and brontosauruses sang ghostly prehistoric choruses. Amid the mastodonic wassail, I caught the eye of one small fossil. "Cheer up, sad world," he said, and winked. "It's kind of fun to be extinct." We've reached the grand finale. Animale Carnivale. Noises new to sea and land issue from the skillful band. All the strings contort their features, imitating crawly creatures. All the brasses look like mumps from blowing oompa oompa umps. In outdoing Barnum and Bailey and Ringling, Saint-Saëns has done a miraculous thingling. ¶¶
Carnival of the Animals. That was led by Dr. Leslie Dunner with an Interlochen Arts Academy Chamber Ensemble, poetry by Ogden Nash, read by yours truly, Kate Botello. Thanks so much for joining us for Classical IPR in Concert. Next, music from Leos Janacek's Mladi Youth Suite. This is performed by a wind sextet led by Brian Conger. Music from Mladi Youth by Leos Janacek, that wind sextet led by Brian Conger on Classical IPR in Concert, Spotlight number 3, with the Interlochen Arts Academy musicians, recorded during the fall semester. Next on stage, Elizabeth Johnson brings her harp to perform music of Marcel Tournier, a prelude and dance. Her instructor is Joan Holland. Thank you. Elizabeth Johnson played the harp, performing the prelude and dance by Marcel Tournier. Her faculty advisor, Joan Holland. Thanks for joining us on Classical IPR in Concert, Spotlight Number 3, performances recorded last semester of Interlochen Arts Academy musicians. Next, a mixed chamber led by Dr. Leslie Dunner, performing Handel's Arrival of the Queen of Sheba. The Arrival of the Queen of Sheba, performed by Mixed Chamber Ensemble, led by Dr. Leslie Dunner, in our Interlochen Arts Academy Spotlight Number 3. Thanks so much for joining us for Classical IPR in Concert. I'm Kate Botello. Wrapping up our program next, we'll hear music from the cello choir. This is a famous piece by Ari Barroso called Aquarela do Brasil. Patrick Owen leads our cello choir. Patrick Owen led our cello choir performing Aquarela do Brasil by Ari Barroso on Classical IPR in Concert. Thanks for listening to Spotlight Number 3, featuring many of our Interlochen Arts Academy musicians, recorded in the fall semester here at Interlochen Arts Academy. Michael Culler engineered all of the recordings in this broadcast. This has been Classical IPR in Concert for Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello.